Kevin McCarthy, DHS Mayor Cuz Threatens Americans Free Speech. By Neil Monroe on February 9, 2022. President Joe Biden and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are threatening Americans' free speech. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy said on February 8 after the security agency declared that misleading narratives spur domestic terrorism. President Biden believes the greatest threat to the homeland is any American using their First Amendment right to question the government, McCarthy responded. State-sponsored threats against free speech are un-American. Mayorkas should rescind this intimidation tactic immediately. The McCarthy response came the day after Mayorkas issued a national terrorism advisory saying, key factors contributing to the current heightened threat environment include 1. The proliferation of false or misleading narratives, which sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions. For example, there is widespread online proliferation of false or misleading narratives regarding unsubstantiated widespread election fraud and COVID-19. Grievances associated with these themes inspired violent extremist attacks during 2021. In a press statement, Mayorkas said, the United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories, and other forms of misdis and malinformation, MDM, introduced in or amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. These threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction to sow discord and undermine public trust in government institutions to encourage unrest, which could potentially inspire acts of violence. Mass casualty attacks and other acts of targeted violence conducted by lone offenders and small groups acting in furtherance of ideological beliefs and/or personal grievances pose an ongoing threat to the nation. While the conditions underlying the heightened threat landscape have not significantly changed over the last year, the convergence of the following factors has increased the volatility, unpredictability, and complexity of the threat environment. 1. The proliferation of false or misleading narratives, which sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions. 2. Continued calls for violence directed at U.S. critical infrastructure, soft targets and mass gatherings, faith-based institutions, such as churches, synagogues, and mosques, institutions of higher education, racial and religious minorities, government facilities and personnel, including law enforcement and the military, the media, and perceived ideological opponents, and 3. Calls by foreign terrorist organizations for attacks on the United States based on recent events. The agency's statement follows an October push by staffers at the Department of Education to portray protests by parents at school board meetings to be violent and dangerous. The claim is being magnified by officials at the Department of Justice. The Mayorkas statement continued. Since January 2021, DHS has taken several steps in this regard, including increased efforts to identify and evaluate MDM, including false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories spread on social media and other online platforms that endorse violence. Mayorkas is a Cuban refugee and pro-migration radical who is refusing to enforce the nation's border or deportation laws, despite the mounting death toll and economic pain. He combines his laxity on Americans' border and workplace laws with an alarmist view of the resulting democratic debate amid the immigration-fueled cultural conflict. In 2021, Mayorkas allowed roughly 1.5 million migrants across the southern border and is on track to admit roughly 2 million in 2022. His pro-migration policies helped U.S. employers sideline many Americans and minimize wage gains for many millions of Americans. Mayorkas' migration is so large that it adds roughly one migrant to the population for every two American births. Our homeland security is more concerned about citizens having contrarian views than about illegal aliens breaking our immigration laws, responded Rob Law, a former top staffer at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency. He continued, Secretary Mayorkas has made clear that, he thinks, unlawful presence, illegal migration, is not something that warrants enforcement. But apparently, DHS is more concerned with some Americans having the wrong thinking on elections. That's where, Mayorkas thinks, their limited enforcement resources should be devoted. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, is calling for Congress to impeach Mayorkas.